This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The year-end flood of requests for charitable contributions is in full swing. And while the specifics of each individual pitch vary, the common thread goes something like this. Hey, it's all for a good cause, right? So please give. The truth is, philanthropy has its critics, especially big philanthropy. So today on our series, A Lot to Give, Wealth and Poverty reporter Noelle King asks what could possibly be wrong with giving money away.
The first criticism of philanthropy dates back to the first philanthropist.
I am Prometheus, who gave fire to man.
The term philanthropist means lover of humanity. It was coined by the Greek playwright Aeschylus for the mythological titan who stole fire from the gods. Furious, the gods chained him to a rock for eternity.
Far from all human company, with metal bonds impossible to break. This is the fruit of your philanthropy!
Prometheus Bound was staged at the Getty Museum by Travis Preston and the CalArts Center for New Performance. Modern philanthropy doesn't come with such severe consequences, but big gifts can be controversial. There's this thing called the $1 million list. Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy tracks publicly announced donations of $1 million or more.
Okay, I'm on just one page of the $1 million list, and the first thing that jumps out is there are a lot of elite colleges and universities here. The University of Chicago, Yale, MIT. There are a number of health-related causes, and then there are lots of arts organizations. The Metropolitan Museum of Art seems to get a lot of gifts.
Una Osili is lead researcher of the $1 million list and of a 2012 study on high net worth philanthropy. She says wealthy people give a lot to education. And during the recession, they gave more to things like food banks and homeless shelters. But compared to less wealthy people,
high net worth donors give perhaps disproportionately when you compare them to the average American household to arts and culture institutions ranging from museums, music, performance.
Critics say rich people donate a lot to their own elite world of symphonies and fancy colleges.
It is a realm in which if you give enough money, you get things named after you, like museums, buildings on college campuses.
Robert F. Dalzell is author of The Good Rich and What They Cost Us. He says when the rich give, they also take.
They get handsomely rewarded by tax deductions, and that means there is a financial and social cost to society.
Last year, around $50 billion that would have gone to the U.S. Treasury in taxes was refunded under the charitable tax deduction. So individuals decided how to spend that $50 billion rather than our democratic government. The tax deduction is controversial, but for the moment, it's staying put. And it's the same whether you give to or to kids who survived that devastating typhoon in the Philippines.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Do you have any food?
No.
Which bugs a second group of critics. They say some causes are simply more worthy than others. Peter Singer is a professor of bioethics at Princeton and author of The Life You Can Save. He thinks we should give to the poorest, most vulnerable people.
I'm concerned with essentially getting the most bang for your buck.
I mentioned that Princeton, his employer, gets a lot of big gifts. It's on the $1 million list 144 times.
Well, in the broadcasting studio I'm sitting in happens to be in a very expensive building, the Lewis Library, that was donated with money from an alumni, Peter Lewis. I believe it cost $80 million. I think Princeton actually coped quite well without having this building.
And when I tell him I'm planning a trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, on the $1 million list 81 times, he offers a challenge. He wants to fight a disease called trachoma.
If you're talking to people from the Met, I'd suggest you put this example to them. $45 million could prevent 1 million people becoming blind. Recently, they spent $45 million to buy a painting by the Sienese painter Duccio. I've seen it there. It's a small Madonna. It's a nice painting.
I wanted to see that painting.
The Virgin Mary is wearing green and gold robes, and the baby Jesus is wearing sort of a red onesie, and he's reaching up toward his mother's face. It's a beautiful painting, to be sure.
I took Singer's argument that the money spent on beautiful paintings would be better spent on human suffering to Emily Rafferty, president of the Met.
A human being needs to be nourished, and that's partially in body, but it's also in mind and in Seoul. The day after 9/11, when we were asked by the city to open, we had thousands of people waiting outside the Met's front door, thousands of them. And when they came in, they looked around, they went to the galleries, they went to their favorite work of art. It was a way that they could affirm their continuing existence and the fact that history had preceded them and there was survival.
This question of what is worth giving to is one that every philanthropist faces, from the one who gives millions to the one writing a $10 check. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.